sí, ya vamos a finalizar el vacilón musical latino, así que por ahí se está preparando ya Selena, ya nos vamos, vamos a coger carretera. Digo, ella va a coger carretera y yo voy a coger para mi casa. Bueno, gracias por estar aquí en la programación del vacilón musical latino, Selena. Espero que te haya gustado la programación y la entrevista.
Claro que sí, muchísimas gracias a usted por la invitación y esperamos volver a estar otro día por aquí. Bueno, usted sabe que estamos abiertos para cualquier cosa.
Sí, yo aquí la puerta siempre está cerrada, pero yo tengo la llave.
Muchísimas gracias, le damos a nuestra audiencia que nos han soportado esta noche. Gracias por su tiempo, por su amabilidad. De verdad que sí, estamos muy agradecidos de poder compartir con cada uno de ustedes.
Así es. Bueno, será hasta el próximo jueves, viernes y sábado. Estaré de nuevo aquí si Dios lo permite. Espero que la pasen bien mañana, que sea de bendición esta noche. Y bueno, feliz fin de resto de fin de semana.
Claro que sí, feliz fin de semana, que Dios le bendiga.
Amén, bye bye.
Feliz noche.
inside. And what makes a man give up his pride? What makes a man feel he's begun to fail? And when he can't win, he thinks he's in jail. Tell me, woman. Say it again, woman. Say it again, woman. I ask you, what makes men jealous of each other? Here's the reason. She makes a cloudy day seem bright. She makes a nightmare turn into the warmest night. You know, she makes trouble seem so soft. Turn to hardship, and she makes it so easy to cross. She brings life into the world over and over again. No man in the world could ever bear those things. She never lets you know what she feels, man. And she smiles when she feels sad. And when you feel blue, she knows her place right beside you. Right beside you. And I want to know, what makes man stop tiring? For crying, the supreme being will always beat you and I sin. The supreme being will always beat you and I sin.
official station. You know. Do it.
Jaja, watch over me. Jaja, baby. Cocina. I'm Ben Sidran, and you're in the right place because we're gathered together here right now to hear some incredible music. So without further ado, put your hands together right now and welcome on guitar, Mr. Steve Cropper. On bass, Donald Duck Dunn. On the drums, Mr. Danny Gottlieb. And finally, last but not least, on the organ, Mr. Booker T. Jones. It's Booker T. and the MGs.
Song called Green Onions from 1962.
When you recorded Green Onions, I understand it was a throwaway song for you.
Yeah, it was intended to be a B-side. We needed another side for Behave Yourself. We recorded the A-side, which was going to be the hit, which was a blues, we thought. So we just needed something else to put on the other side.
I don't think any of us there actually thought that we were really doing anything, but just having a good time. And we had a purpose in terms of making music. We really wanted to be on the charts, and we really wanted to have hits. I mean, that was in our hearts, and that was our total intention. But we had no idea that we were making any kind of historical endeavor that seemed to have been following us all these years, you know, and it just keeps coming up and coming up. And these songs, the Hayes and Porter tunes and the Booker T stuff and all that, really stand the test of time.
The Gershwin tune, Summertime.
Booker T and the MGs. Booker T and the MGs. You know, back in 1960, a young guitar player from Chicago had a hit with a little instrumental groove, became one of the biggest records of the decade, and paved the way for groups like Booker T and the MGs to follow. So right now, a man who can't sit down, Mr. Phil Upchurch. Phil Upchurch.
We went through Atlanta, Georgia, stopped by a radio station, dropped off a copy, came back through Atlanta 2 weeks later, the record was number one.
That's Phil Upchurch. Phil Upchurch. Of course, instrumental soul music wouldn't be the international phenomenon that it is today if it wasn't for the horn section. I'm talking about the Memphis Horns. Wayne Jackson on trumpet. Andrew Love on saxophone. The Memphis Horns.
They hire us because of the arrangements that we do, I think, more than anything. And we have a sound that's definable and has since the day we started playing together. It's just been something about our tones that match up, and you can distinguish that from other sounds.
And they can turn us loose in the studio and go off and come back and the record is ready.
It is indeed a great pleasure to say, put your hands together right now and welcome all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, the Queen of Soul.